Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I'm eating humble pie. I was speaking with all the members of Heroic Husbands Men's Circles there, the last meeting, and I was bringing the point that I am imperfect. And it sounds such an obvious thing to state, yet in a world where, you know, we're bombarded by expectations, by media, films, music, advertising especially, you know, there's this background expectation of being perfect. But definitely when you get into a leadership or position, or, you know, myself here, running the podcast here, doing my solo episodes, etc., leading circles, there can be this background expectation that, you know, you've got your shit sorted, that's it. Far from it. Really far from it. I'm reminded of a course myself and my queen did a number of years ago. It was about Lifebook. There's John and Missy Butcher, who are, you know, at this point, super successful in the beautiful, grounded, open-hearted sense. You know, they're billionaires, I believe, and multiple businesses, have this incredible life, are madly in love, etc. And John was going to, he was actually attending one of the Lifebook seminars. And there were young entrepreneurs there. And when John actually expressed about, you know, there was a lot of chaos in his life in that moment, he was going through a transition, some of the guys sort of expressed, it's like this amazement that he was reporting his life in disarray, like in that period, that's why he was doing the course. And I still remember to this day, you know, the answer was like, yeah, of course, you know, I have an expansive life and it brings up a lot. And I feel myself right in this period, that's like a key thing for myself and my queen. We have, because of the result, as a direct result of actually having all these new tools and new ideas and deepening in their practice, we have invited in a lot of expansion in our lives. And it's exciting and it's new and invigorating, and it's like there's just this tsunami of upgrades in our life. Physical life, house, home, environment, work life, our capacity to do cool things, and it's only expanding more and more. Now, there are challenges of expansion and challenges of stagnation. You're going to experience challenges as a human being no matter what. Challenges of stagnation is where we were at for so long. It's just same shit, different day, but there are challenges there. Challenges of expansion, you guess it, when you start expanding, doing new things, the ecosystem of your life needs to get up to speed. So we have been experiencing, if you want to, like I'll call them, challenges of expansion in the last number of months. And one of the practices that we unwittingly dropped, and I'm here to remind of one of the core daily connection practices, habits, that I've spoken about before, I've spoken about previously the importance of it, yet I'm here coming back from the other side of it. Like, when I've spoken about it before, it's been like from, hey, this is rigorously set in as our daily connection habit. It fucking works. Here, to remind you about it, is like I'm just bringing more of that real life skill energetically, literally, as I'm recording, you're not going to see it, but putting my hand up, to go, I fucked up. I unwittingly fucked up. One of the most potent connection creating habits that I have in my arsenal, I unwittingly fucked up and stopped including it on a daily basis. And it's the king and queen walk. That's what I call it. A background reminder. The king and queen walk was birthed as a habit. It literally saved our marriage. it was birthed from, won't go into the depths of details, but our marriage breakdown, breakthrough experience 4 years ago or so, when literally we were like, our marriage was on, it was on the way out. It was like one conversation from having all the life snuffed out of it. It just wasn't a pretty sight. It was horrific feeling. What led up to that, it was actually exceptionally liberating in the feeling of it to go that morning and go, hey, baby, I need to go for a walk with you. I need to talk with you. And what was magical and miraculous and transformative about my approach, which, don't get me wrong, it was like the first time in 12 years of marriage that I actually owned my need and I led the discussion. I was the one with 10 out of 10 courage going, we need to talk, with a willingness to say whatever was necessary to create connection, to get back in the, in working from the same plan. And that worked. It worked spectacularly. We are here as a result of that. This podcast, the Heroic Husbands Men's Movement, it was all birthed. Like, that was the power. And it is the power of being willing to get 10 out of 10, to practice 10 out of 10 courage in conversation with your queen, to lead that process. It worked so powerfully, it became a daily habit. And a daily habit for years, which previously I've said, hey, like, it's rare that a day goes by. And I'd stand by that. And I can't stand by that statement now. I'd be putting a facade out if I said that, because for several months, as a result of expansion, this is to explain, not to excuse. I mean, it's a beautiful experience, actually, to get caught in the challenges of expansion and then come to that point of humility and realize, wow, that's how powerful that practice is. Because in the expansion, because of me being sort of the trailblazer between myself and my queen in terms of the podcast, I was able to support her about 6, 7, 8 months ago in a really deep way to navigate her journey to launching her podcast, and in such a way that she's done incredible work. But working together, her podcast has exploded. It's Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers, and it's an exceptionally potent topic. You can check it out. I always have the link in the podcast description. It expanded so quickly, and as a result, my queen also has a readily and rapidly expanding list of clients from around the world that she's coaching one-on-one. She's starting up a women's circle. And this on top of, you know, we homeschool our girls. We've got 24/5 animals. Yeah, we do a ton of stuff. We have our own homestead. We try to grow our own fruit and veg, etc., etc. There's a lot in the ecosystem, a lot of boxes to tick. And we knew it was going to be like this. I think my masculine mind, there was no surprise, but the feminine core of my queen, it didn't matter. And I think this is like an unwitting slip up of myself. It didn't matter how my mind could see the mechanics of what was happening. You know, I was cognizant. I was like, baby, we're going through a period where we have welcomed in all of this expansion in our work, in our mission. We've just got to have ride it out. There's a period of time when we're doing more and more and more for that, that will allow us, you know, and I'd say most men out there, masculine core beings, will, you know, could get my way of thinking. It's like, we're ticking way more boxes and purpose, but, you know, just over a transition of a number of months, that will allow the financial abundance to kick in, that will then allow us to invest in finding like a multitude of different ways to take away the intensity of the amount of work we have to do around here. Like, we want to hire somebody that will do the horses, will help us out in the homestead, We can get a cleaner. We can get, like, you know, there's from little things to big things. There's a whole array of products, services, people to support us out, team members in our business dealings. I'm looking for a virtual assistant at the moment. That's coming. But we're right in this moment for the last number of months where we were doing more and more and more and more and more business-wise, podcast-wise, client-wise, and we just had not yet, it's coming now, the financial capacity from the business organism going functioning well enough. We hadn't the capacity to offload. So it was got super, super intense. My masculine slip up in that was because I could see the mechanism so clearly, I felt there was some part of me that was like, we're fine. Because ultimately, we're fine. It's like, I know there's a mechanism. I'm deeply committed to making the entire ecosystem of our live life, business included, ultra effective, you know, with time and with money to invest in the right things. My queen's heart was like, I couldn't give a fuck about the mechanisms. I'm feeling this is like catastrophically intense, and I'm not feeling connected with you. In the midst of all this, we unwittingly dropped the king and queen daily habit. The king and queen walk was where, for at least 10 minutes every day, we would go out. We have like a there's a small country lane here. It's 5 minutes, literally 5 minutes, to walk to the end of it, roughly. 5 minutes to walk back. 10 minutes, king and queen, every day, and it worked. And in dropping it, we unwittingly, because in the fullness of the schedule over a prolonged period of time, which included a mix-up, which I had a flare-up of for 6 or 7 weeks of asthma, which I wasn't sleeping at night, and that was like eroding my daily energy, was disturbing my queen's sleep. We were sick over the Christmas. Just a lot of stuff happened in the one period of time. Which happens. It happens. But the potency of the learning experience for me, being the mechanistic based thinking that I have, that is my genius zone in this, is I come back with radical awareness at the most profound level ever. And I want to, like, I want you guys to get this, is whatever you might call it, the King Queen Walk, I love that name, but the radical importance of having a set time every day where yourself and your queen, you speak to the unspoken in your intimate relationship. You do not use that time. What can happen and what unwittingly happened, like, of course, myself, my queen, like, we have a morning daily connection. I just find, like, the first thing in the morning, my energy, I find it hard. It didn't have the quality of the king and queen. It's too early in the morning. But we ended up talking about a lot of practical stuff. And in actual fact, here yesterday, that was like one of the things when I invited my queen out, was like, hey, we got a king and queen this. I realized, like, oh my God, there's too much tension in the background here. We got to shake shit up. And it happened over a couple of days, but I went at it and, like, invited her, and we got intense, got it, like, deeply emotional, got the energies flowing again. And I'm happy to report last night the lovemaking was sensational, and we were having a laugh. I was having a laugh with my queen this morning. It's like, is it official again? You know, like, are we married still? And she was laughing. It was all good. But the importance of having a block of time every day where you speak the unspoken. And again, I would go to that definition of intimacy. Where you practice consciously together, intimacy. Into me, you see. You're seeing into me. This is what is life for me. And one of the things that came out from my queen, and she was really deeply emotional and passionate about this point, is like, she says, Mark, I just, you know, I want you to love me so much that when there's no connection there, that you come in passionately. Like, passionately, and, like, just come out. It's like, hey, this isn't good enough. We're not connected. And she's like, I want you to have such a leadership capacity and awareness that if it's not there, you don't get caught in any thinking that is, like, minimizing or normalizing, I'm using my own language actually, I'm paraphrasing, you know, that I don't minimize and normalize it and get caught in my rational mind thinking that knowing the mechanics of the disconnection, that knowing that and speaking that, that excuses that there's no connection. She's like, I want you to have the leadership awareness, the king in you, to become aware of it and do whatever is necessary to reconnect. And I suppose it's like the feminine core and horror, the queenly part, and in my queen and your queen, they feel the disconnect so much. I'm here to remind you, and hey, it's a reminder of myself forevermore. Don't fucking ever forget about the importance, Mark, of the king and queen container. That moment when I go for a walk, and like, you can go for a walk, you can sit, have a cup of coffee, do whatever the fuck, but it's like, create a container. So much of the masculine practice in deep intimate relationships is creating containers. Like, it's the container, it's creating the space that sacred experiences are to happen in. It's literally, it's like the feminine is very often thought of metaphorically as being the ocean. The masculine within that metaphor is the coastline that holds the ocean. It's the coastline that gives, it's the container for the incessantly moving, shifting, feminine, emotional shitstorm. But it can be a shitstorm of ecstasy and a shitstorm of, like, just crazy challenging emotions. We set the container. So, all in all, my deepest learning, guys, is this shit fucking works. And I've really put the magnifying glass, the microscope, on what happens or what does not happen when I have not implemented that. So many of you, if not the vast majority of you listening in, one of the core reasons why you're listening in is there's a struggle of creating connection in your relationship. I have found nothing more potent than the king and queen walk. Now, it's not small talk. You don't talk about bullshit. You don't talk about the superficial. You don't talk about the kids. You don't talk about school. You don't talk about, oh, but the small shit. This is talking, and this is the challenge of it, is to get real what's underneath the bonnet, what's happening or not happening underneath the bonnet of your lived inner world experience. If you're not feeling connection, it's actually a beautiful gift to your queen to go, hey, baby, I'm not feeling connected. We're not connected. We got to do something about this. Talk about your deep intimate relationship, as in your physical intimate relationship, sex life, what's happening, what's not happening. Like, it's in heroic husbands, men circles, we use the prompt, like, get fucking real. You know, and it's, if a guy is speaking sort of superficially, he's tiptoeing around, and, you know, guys know he's avoiding. That the guy himself mightn't realize it, but we'll use the prompt. It's like, hey man, get fucking real. And within 5 seconds, the dude is saying, like, oh man, like, and just a wave of, and normally it comes with deep emotions that he just was unwittingly just like scared to speak to. Shit that he was scared to speak to. It's another prompt, like, in Heroic Husband's Men's Circle, it's like, you know, what are you scared shitless to speak into the space? What are you scared to share? It's a beautiful prompt. That's where you get fucking real. Your queen wants your realness. She can smell it a million miles away, like my queen was with me. Unwittingly, I got caught in that. Because of not having that habit, the disconnect unwittingly came in, and we didn't have time. We felt we didn't have time, but we just ultimately didn't prioritize it. We lost the discipline unwittingly. And we paid the price as a result. Now, it's all okay. It's a couple of months and there was a lot of shit happening. Whatever. It was actually the practice that snapped us back on. We did a king and queen walk, several of them, and now we're falling back in love. Like, it's that simple. So, my invitation to you, my challenge to you is to, if you have not got this as a daily practice already, to lead the charge. You don't have to do much fanfare, but it's like, hey, baby, I'd love to speak with you. And go with 10 out of 10 courage. Whatever is live on your heart that you feel needs speaking, fucking speak it. If there's not connection there, speak it. If sex life isn't great, speak it. Speak it with love. She's having a human experience. You're having a human experience. I would say in all of these, what works in the king and queen walk with myself and my queen is, by and large, it's not always as clean energetically, but the intention behind it all is to take morality out of it. I would say that's what is the genius part of our practice together is, we're not there blaming the other. Oh, we're disconnected because you haven't done that. Or that's definitely my practice to hold that masculine pole in the conversation. Morality to the side. You and your queen are having a profoundly challenging human experience to navigate life, to create, to maintain, to deepen your intimate connection between each other as man, as wife, as two beautiful human beings whose hearts yearn for connection, yearn for felt love. But that's fucking challenging because you're also showing up in the midst of generations upon generations before you who handed you down like a pretty fucking tattered rule book that ultimately doesn't work. So you're there like myself and my queen, ultimately trying to figure this all out by yourselves. That's fucking super intense. So my encouragement is, get fucking real in the king and queen. Speak the unspoken, but speak it in a way that you're taking extreme ownership from your side. No shaming yourself, you know, black box thinking. Hey, speak where it's at, where it's not at, get real. No shaming yourself, no blaming your queen, and, you know, get creative. Let her feel your passionate desire for things to be better. Let her feel your passionate awareness of how things aren't where you would love them to be. But say it in a way where you're inviting her into a journey to reconnect, a journey to remember how much you love each other. Invite her into a journey where you're taking her on a journey. Like the feminine loves going on a journey with the masculine. Invite her into a journey with you. That's why, like, you know, when a man is not showing up in relationship, you know, the feminine, they mightn't go there literally, but it's like the fantasies can be to go off with the running coach, the tennis coach, their therapist, because it's like, some women would slap me in the face to say that, but the ones that would slap me in the face would be triggered by it. They'd probably have imagined it or have done it. It's like to be taken on a journey with a man. When you bring her on a walk, consciously, like, imagine that you're taking her, your queen, on a journey with you. And it's a journey of connecting, reconnecting, reinvigorating your love bond. And be willing to be 10 out of 10 courageous and open and speak the unspoken and get messy. But you're set such a container that your intention is not right or wrong. It's connection. You want to connect your human experience with her human experience. Get fucking real. And you will find, after a couple of days, maybe even just one conversation of that, but with practice, that intimate connection will start coming. You getting real, she'll get real. You'll start feeling each other. You'll start hearing each other with no blame, again, no shame, but just getting real and getting curious about your queen. Then she will share her curiosity with you. Then you will start seeing that your needs, both individual needs and collective needs, will start coming to the top. And man, that is, like, it's the one simplest, most effective daily habit to become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. And here I am reminding you of it again, because I've spoken to it several times in the podcast already. I'm reminding myself of it. I'm reminding myself of it, deepening in this. I want the best in my marriage for myself, for my queen. I want our kids to see, you know, what deep, intimate, fucking beautiful, how two humans coming together, blooming and thriving in love long term. I want my kids to see that. And they are seeing that. Like, I mean, we fuck up, fall down, dust down, get up, get on with it. And I want the best for you, man. You deserve it. Your queen deserves it. Your kids and the next seven generations definitely deserve it. To be trailblazers for the generations coming after us. We have all individually and collectively as a generation of men, as husbands, we have inherited a pretty fucked up story that left a tattered, like a tattered guidelines that ultimately are deeply ineffective. We're individually and collectively figuring this out by ourselves without any meaningful elder support. It's a pretty phenomenal task. I've been speaking to this in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles as the movement expands. The impossible task is to make up the massive gap between what we inherited and what we need to do individually and collectively as a generation of husbands to live out our fullest potentiality. You know, it's pretty much the impossible, but as Mandela said, it's impossible until it's done. And it's getting fucking done. It's getting done by regular men like you listening in, regular man like myself, you know, fall 7, rise 8, getting the job fucking done. Individually and collectively, we have what it takes, guys, to be the generation of men that dug deeper than all previous generations, to rise up spiritually, psychologically, energetically, to be the spiritual trailblazers that our queens and our kids, in many circumstances, are fucking desperate that we will become. We have that capacity. I absolutely believe in you. Sending you lots of brotherly love from Roscommon, Ireland. And hey, the invitation here, the intake at the time of recording, the next intake, the only intake for the next few months in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, there's going to be the King and Queen Walk and tons of other strategies and habits and deep work. That's the space to be, to truly become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship in 2024. In perfect alignment with the mantra of our movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day. You've heard it. Lone wolfing does not work. Period. Man, stop suffering and struggling unnecessarily in your inner world as you navigate your marriage and creating suffering around you. Book in the podcast description now. Book your application call right now. Best time to transform your marriage is 5 or 10 years ago. The only other tolerable time is now today. Get in that link, book your call, and become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship in 2024.